Hey guys, welcome to audio only Chad Prather Show. It's Monday. It is March 18th. Okay. Man, I got to get into this thing with you. Ah, God, I need to warm up though. This is funny. I am the definition of tired right now. I've been on the road. I hope everybody had a great weekend. This was spring break in my area of Texas. I think most of Texas. Maybe all of it. I don't know. But I think it was mostly spring break. Based on the traffic that I saw coming south on I-45 today, everybody's coming home from spring break. And I got to tell you, I came home to a mess. I was gone. CJ and her family, they took a trip. And guess what she did? She left the dogs here. She left the dogs here with a dog sitter who was coming by every day a couple of times a day to check on the dogs. I don't know what the dog sitter did, but I do know that the dog sitter removed some barriers, left some doors open so that the dogs could go to a part of the house they're not supposed to go into. And yeah, I don't think she took them outside because it looks like they crapped all over everything in this particular room. Yeah, it's fun thing to come home to. But alas, you can pick poop up, and I did. So here we are. What else is going on? I tell you, the Biscuit must have known that I was talking about her pooping on the floor because here she is. She just came upstairs looking for forgiveness. I'm giving none. I'm headed back out on the road this week. I will be in where we headed, Joliet, Illinois. And then that is going to be Thursday night. Friday night, we will be in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And then we will be in West Lebanon, Indiana on Saturday night. You can find information and tickets at watchchad.com. When I say we, I will be with Zach Rushing. He and I are doing the show together. Party Foul Steve is flying in. He's going to be hanging with me on the road, so we're going to have a good time. If you're in those areas, get a ticket and come on. The following week, I will be in Granbury, Texas, and then in Waco, Texas. So get a ticket, come hang out, and let's have a good time. Watchchad.com. I want to tell you, there's a lot of people I ran into, some old friends this week, and some of them asked me, they said, you know, Chad, why have you never started a charity? And I said, you know, quite honestly, it's crossed my mind, but I don't think it's necessary. There's so many charities out there, and it's so hard to run charities. So many dangers with that if it's not done right. And there's enough charities out there that I said, you know, I've just always gotten behind the people and the charities that I believe in. I was on the board of American Valor Foundation with Chris Kyle's parents and Mr. Wayne, Miss Debbie, and then his brother Jeff and his wife Amy and some others. And then stepped aside from that when I ran for office. And these days, for the last good while, I have been a part of an organization called Wheelchairs for Warriors. You can find them at wheelchairsforwarriors.org. And they are a great, great organization. And I want you to check them out. They just lost a major contributor that helped them pay the bills. So if you're looking for an opportunity to support a charity, I would highly suggest you check out Wheelchairs for Warriors. They are a great, great group. A lot of times people say, well, it's just a wheelchair, right? Listen, some of these wheelchairs can go $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 and even higher depending on the specialization of the wheelchair. If you're having to live your life in a wheelchair, it needs to be right. And these folks that Wheelchairs for Warriors helps, not just military veterans, but it's also first responders, firefighters, police, heroes, people who have put themselves in the front line and been injured, and we help them live a better life. So check out wheelchairsforwarriors.org. What else is going on in the world? If you haven't paid any attention, the media, I have talked about the multiple tyrannies in our country in recent years. And one of them I talk about is the mainstream media tyranny. They tell you what they want you to believe. They dictate to you what you're going to believe. They brainwash people, quite honestly, with sound bites and clips, take things taken out of context, and they just go with it. And if you push back any at all, they act like you're the fool. I mean, you get, you know, the gaslighting is horrible. And so Trump gave a speech the other day. I'm sure you've heard about the bloodbath comment now, where Trump came out and they took a clip where he said if he doesn't get elected, there's going to be a bloodbath in this country. What was he talking about? I mean, that is a horrible thing to say. Why in the world would Donald Trump say that if he doesn't get elected, there's going to be a bloodbath in this country? Well, that's not what he said. We know that the left, particularly the media, will do whatever they can do. They will say anything. They will use anything they can against Donald Trump. And they don't care. They'll lie to you. They will lie to you. So Saturday, I think he was in Ohio. It was a campaign event. And he said there was going to be a bloodbath if he doesn't get elected. What he was talking about was the automobile industry, the U.S. motor industry, because this administration, of course, is giving China a free rein and just an absolute free pass to flood our country with their products. What Trump said, he said, if you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, you're going to not hire Americans and you're going to sell the cars to us? No. We're going to put 100% tariff on every single car that comes across that line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it, but they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. Now, you know how they do. They take Trump out of context. I mean, there's so many examples that we can list. You know, there's fine people on both sides of the issue. You know, that was totally taken out of context. Basically, they were using that to say that he was approving of the behavior of white supremacists and neo-Nazis or whatever. And so you always have to look in the context of what is being said. The Biden-Harris campaign, they came out and they issued a statement. They said tonight, Donald Trump said there would be a bloodbath if he wasn't elected, and that if he lost, there would be no more elections. After opening the general election by meeting with authoritarian leaders and rallying alongside conspiracy theorists, Donald Trump continues to praise dictators, promise to pardon political violence, and launch racist attacks against black and brown Americans. Dear God in heaven. Those words are mine. It's why last night Trump's own former Vice President Mike Pence, who Trump supporters called to hang for not overturning the election, came out against Trump. This is who Donald Trump is, a loser who gets beat by over 7 million votes, and then instead of appealing to a wider mainstream audience, doubles down on his threats of political violence. He wants another January 6th, but the American people are going to give him another electoral defeat this November because they continue to reject his extremism, his affection for violence, and his thirst for revenge. Absolutely stupid that they're going to double down on that. You know, there's a lot of people out there who say, you know, why Trump? You know, they say Trump doesn't need to run again, or we had a better option and, you know, one of these other political candidates, maybe Ron DeSantis or something like that. Listen, let me tell you something. What they're doing with Donald Trump is they're trying to make an example out of a man and send a message to the rest of America that you better not try to mess with the system. You better not try to drain the swamp. You better not come after the establishment. You better not try to do anything against permanent Washington, because we will do everything that we can to destroy you. They're sending a beacon into the future that's basically telling Americans, don't run for office if you plan on changing anything. If you're not going to come in here, obey the status quo and be a good little boy or girl and do what the authoritarian governmental overseers tell you in Congress and Senate and on down the line, the 2.8 million unelected bureaucrats that are actually running this country. If you're not willing to bow down and kowtow, let me tell you something. You are going to be made an example of. They would have done the exact same thing with Ron DeSantis. It would actually have been worse with Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis doesn't have the same, he doesn't have the same demeanor as Donald Trump. And I don't know of any other candidate who would. Many people, most people, the majority of people would cave under the pressure that Donald Trump has been placed under. Well, it's well deserved. He broke the law. He's an insurrectionist. He's a rapist. None of those things have been ever proven true in a court of law. None of them. None of them. Every one of these indictments is another witch hunt. And listen, you're going to sit here and tell me that they're going to take that China comment out of context and say, if he doesn't get elected, there's going to be a bloodbath. Or they're going to take what he said to Sean Hannity in a town hall interview and say, I'm only going to be a dictator for the first day when we're going to, you know, close the border and so on. And he was being facetious. I mean, there's a thing called humor, and the left doesn't have any of it. They don't understand sarcasm. They don't understand hyperbole. They don't understand any of it. But he was being tongue-in-cheek when he said that, okay? In other words, he was saying he's going to get the job done. But God forbid you use one of those words that you're not allowed to use, like dictator. Yes, I'm going to be a dictator. And if they're willing to do that, how much more are they going to spin these indictments and spin these accusations and these trials? You look at the Fannie Willis situation in Georgia, where this judge who was bought and paid for, who found a way to save his own skin and get absolutely nothing done in regards to this, says to Fannie Willis, hey, you got to drop off the Trump case unless you get rid of your lover. He can't work on the case anymore. And of course, Wade, he resigned. He stepped off of the legal team. And Fannie Willis is still on it. So that's like, I think my buddy Kevin Wade used the example the other day, where it says like two people, you know, convicted or being accused of murder, and they just decide that one of them is going to take the punishment. But the other one can just stay free and keep doing whatever it was they were doing. It's a stupid example. If they're willing to spin things like that, then how much more do you think they're going to spin all of this lawfare that's going on? So if they're going to lie to you, then listen, here's the thing. If somebody is perpetually lying to you, if they're consistently lying to you, you have to assume that everything they say is a lie. If they're caught in that many untruths, non-truths, you have to just assume. That's one thing to be wrong. We're not talking about people being wrong. I mean, God knows I'm wrong all the time. I mean, I read something and make a snap decision, maybe tweet something, post about it, talk about it, make a video about it, and then it comes back and it's like more information is there. It's like, oh, shit, I was wrong. Okay, wrong is one thing. Lying is another. Deceiving is a different deal. The media tyranny is out there lying to the American people. Lying. And they're going to keep doing it. So Trump, fortunately, is the guy, has the demeanor, who can take it. He's proven that. Like water off a duck's back. I mean, the pressure the guy's under has got to be unreal, but he does it. And he's had the financial means to sustain it. Most people wouldn't have that. He's had the financial means to fight this and deal with this and sustain himself through it all. So that's why I said this on Sarah Gonzalez's show on The Blaze 2 weeks ago, where I said, you better be glad there is a guy like Trump who is standing in the way. Call him a scapegoat, call him a sacrificial lamb, whatever. I don't want anybody getting sacrificed here, but they're trying to do that. He is taking the arrows, and he is the guy who can take the arrows. And we don't need another polished politician. We don't need that. You say, well, I'm sick of Trump. We had other candidates who could have done this and that, and Trump was wrong on this issue and that, and he did all of these things. Okay, I hear you. You find me the perfect man that's ever sat in the Oval Office. You find me the perfect man who's ever run for office, and I'll consider voting for that person because I don't think that any of them are perfect. So you can take all of those things, and Trump did this, and we need to punish Trump because he shut down this stuff, elevated Anthony Fauci. Okay, listen. If your argument is we want some clear, clean-cut politician who's going to go in there and play political games again, we've had that. We've had that. And the system has gotten more corrupt. It's gotten more crooked. It's gotten more powerful. And then you got a guy like Dan Crenshaw the other day who, you know, bluffs at the question that a reporter's asking him when they talk about the whole TikTok issue and China using that platform to spy on the American people. And they asked him, they said, the American people, the American government, the alphabet agencies, aren't they doing that? Isn't the CIA doing that? And Dan, of course, he blustered at that and said, oh, do you have any proof of that? Yeah, that's what I thought. and then walks off. Well, the guy did actually have some proof. He caught up with him later on and confronted him with the truth. We do have evidence of spying. We do have evidence of them getting into your business. We do have evidence of them listening. We do have evidence of them sharing your information. My God, are we seriously going to sit there and think that these alphabet agencies aren't aware of what you're doing day in and day out, your transactions, who you're talking to? Anyway, to believe otherwise is dumb. So, Trump's the guy. I mean, he's the presumptive GOP nominee. He is the guy. He's the guy that we've got. And the fact that they're lying about him should tell you so much. The fact that they're willing to do anything, spin everything, to try to bring him down. I mean, isn't the guy supposed to be in prison already? I mean, that's what they want. Some astronomical deal. They send a message, folks, to the future saying, don't ever try to buck us ever again. Like Alex Jones, don't you ever spout a conspiracy theory or an idea or an opinion or something that you think maybe a story or a narrative has holes in it. They're like, nope, we're going to make you pay $1 billion because you were wrong in espousing these weird theories. So they're going to say to people like you and me, don't you dare get on a podcast or a broadcast and suggest that the narrative we're giving you is not 100%. Oh, but Alex Jones hurt people. Everything hurts somebody. Everybody hurts somebody. And I'm not saying Alex was right or wrong. Alex has come out and said he was wrong on those issues. But come on, $1 billion? $1 billion in legal penalties? That's a message, folks. That's a message that says, nobody's ever allowed to do that again. Nobody's ever allowed to do that again. And so here we are. Here we are with a lying media. I said the other day on X that Vladimir Putin, there were several news stories out there. And again, when I go on X, a lot of times I'll post things with a tongue-in-cheek sarcastic comment. But once again, the left doesn't have any sarcasm. They don't understand humor. They don't understand any twist of words. They can't. Everything is just straight to the point with them. And it's so misconstrued. It's ridiculous. Borderline entertaining, honestly. But I posted on there, I said, you know, Vladimir Putin, who is, you know, they just did their election. He's going to enter his fifth term as president. All of his opponents are either in jail or dead. You have Ukrainians at gunpoint, Russian gunpoint, being forced to vote in Russian-occupied areas to vote for Putin. People are saying, he can't force Ukrainians to vote. Well, you know, there's Ukrainians that live in places that Russia does have power over. I don't know if you know that or not, but they do. And, you know, the extent of that story, I don't know. But I said, hey, this is the guy that endorsed Joe Biden. Oh, you would have thought. You could literally hear the heads exploding. Vladimir Putin, who is a murderer and a criminal and a dictator. A legit dictator, overseeing fraudulent elections geared towards his own victories, endorsed Joe Biden. People said, "No, that's the way. That's bait and switch. That's reverse psychology. They want to because they want him to do that because it makes Joe look bad, so he can get involved with the elections in America again and get his buddy Trump back in office." You MAGA morons are so stupid. You MAGATs, y'all are so dumb. Oh, you T-Rump cultists. Cry harder, bitch. Cry harder. The whole Russian collusion thing was overturned. You spent $30 million in 2.5 years of our time to prove the fact that the whole deal was set up by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, used a foreign operative to make the whole Steele dossier. Mueller report came back with jack shit. And that whole thing's been debunked. That whole thing's been debunked. I mean, my own politicalcowboy.com, when we were running that thing, went from 750,000 unique visitors each day down to 3,500 a day on January 27th after Trump was inaugurated. Just days after he was inaugurated. Because of the whole Russian collusion hoax and the whole deal. Cambridge Analytica. I mean, remember all those things? We all suffered because they started cracking down the censorship. The fact that I have And this is all because of Trump and the lie of Russian collusion. They lied about that. So they censored you. They censored your platform. They don't want you talking about politics. They don't want you. And listen, I'll be fair. I think they censor both sides. I think they're a little more radical towards people on the right, but they do censor both sides. But the fact that I have had a YouTube strike on my channel, Chad Prather, for 3 years, and it was one I didn't even know about, 3 years, over medical misinformation. They say that strike is supposed to fall off April 2nd. Do not trust them at all. But the fact that I have 368,000 subscribers, been stuck at that number for a year, which is weird, and I can't get but 5 to 8, sometimes maybe 15,000 views on a video these days. When the videos used to be 3 million, 2 million, it's stupid numbers, crazy numbers. So I made a post the other day on Facebook where I said, I want you to search my name. Search it in YouTube. Search it on Facebook. Search Chad Prather. And see what pops up. A lot of people told me they had been unsubscribed. A lot of people said they were no longer following me. A lot of people said, we just thought you got famous and rich and quit. Neither of those things are true, by the way. You can Venmo me at Chad Prather 22. I kid. A lot of people, they said, we thought you'd fallen off the planet. Why? Because they've silenced voices. They have silenced platforms. So here we are. Here we are, folks. All of this stuff happened because of this so-called Russian collusion hoax. They're doing it again. They still believe this crap, dude. Why? Because back what I began with, the media has brainwashed people. They've heard things enough times that they believe it's true. I mean, Morgan Fairchild was on X. I was driving down the street and I looked at my phone. Morgan Fairchild. I didn't know she was still alive. Remember her from the 70s, 80s? She made a big tweet about, she tweeted the little out of context video. I'm not okay with this. Oh, jeez. The bloodbath comment. Anyway, be aware, folks. Check out the context. Read the comments. CJ tells me all the time, don't read the comments. I do read the comments. I learn things from the comments. I learn what you're thinking. I learn what you have to say. Sometimes it helps me think more clearly. It sharpens me. Sometimes it pisses me off and raises my blood pressure, and I'd like to reach through the phone and snatch somebody out of their bot farm basement and smack them around a little bit, but you know, whatever. It's a bloodbath. Anyway, folks, listen, we're bringing back PratherTees.com. PratherTees, T-E-E-S, PratherTees.com. Hope to launch it this week. I think we are. I have a ton of inventory. You know, it just has never worked out. I've sold T-shirts since I was in college. I love selling T-shirts. I love being able to put the fun messages out there. But every time I let somebody else do it, like a distributor who's going to run things, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. So I have to be hands-on with it. Have to be hands-on with it. Have to run it myself. So we're bringing everything back in-house. And we're relaunching PratherTees.com. You can still go to 76forever.com. They'll still print some shirts for you. But we're going to be pushing things over to PratherTees.com again. And I have a ton of inventory. Old inventory, some of the classics, you know, Unapologetic Patriot, 1776 Bitches, you know, Unapologetic Freedom, you know, a lot of the unapologetic apparel stuff out there. I was at Rednecks with Paychecks this weekend, saw a lot of people wearing my stuff, which is encouraging. I love to see it, but we have a lot of stuff. And so what we're going to do is we're going to put some bundles together. There'll be some bundle deals to kick off PratherTees.com. You'll get a good deal. And we're going to get rid of that inventory. We're going to donate a good portion of that to charity, actually. We talked about wheelchairsforwarriors.org. There's some others that are out there. One of the things that I'm wanting to do is bless some kids. I've got my buddy Cooper Wade, his son Tyler, Cooper and Janice. I mean, their son Tyler was diagnosed with cancer, got his chemo port. These kids that are dealing with so many things, we're going to do some things to help these kids and various other kids that are dealing with some things. Zach Rushing and I talked about maybe taking some kids hunting, you know, maybe some kids dealing with cancer or some other things that are happening in their life. Let's take them hunting. Do man stuff, you know, and girl stuff. Anyway, we'll figure out. But stay on the lookout for that, PratherTees.com. Anyway, catch me on a show. We're having a lot of fun. Hopefully I'll get my voice back. It just doesn't ever want to come back. It doesn't help that I was at Rednecks with Paychecks for 3 days, breathing nothing but dust and dirt and diesel fumes, and every night had to pick a five-pound booger. Then I did a music show with the Ragamuffins last night, and wow, yeah, we got through it. But the voice was tedious, let me tell you. Anyway, I love you guys. I really do. I'm in a good mood. I'm in such a good mood today. I'm tired. I am tired, but I'm in such a good mood. I got the best news today from one of my kids, and it just, I wept. I literally, so proud of my kids, and they have, you know how it is with your kids. They have so much power over your emotions, and the older I get, the more those emotions just bubble to the surface. But one of my kids just absolutely blessed me. I bought her a plane ticket. She's going to come see me soon and do a road trip with me to go to a show and hang out for the weekend. And I tear up thinking about it. That's a blessing to me. Man, I love those kids. I love spending time with them. They're so smart, so sharp. And she's an adult. You say, where is she? What do you mean you bought her a plane ticket? Well, she's an adult. She has a job. She lives elsewhere. Got kids all over the place, man. And they're all mine. They're definitely all mine. All from the same woman, too. I'm blessed. I'm going to get out of here. I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in to the Point episode. It's a bloodbath out there, folks. Bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath. I don't know if you know it or not. It's going to be a bloodbath. I appreciate you guys. But check out my friends over at wheelchairsforwarriors.org. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. And I hope you guys are blessed and just stay happy. And remember, find joy over happiness. Because if your happenings happen to happen happily, you'll be happy. And if your happenings happen to happen unhappily, you'll be unhappy. So let's get above the happenings and find deep-seated joy in your soul. I believe you do that through Jesus Christ. And finding His kingdom, His balance, His order, His government in your life. And, you know, sometimes it's a crazy, chaotic ride. It ain't clean. It's messy. I'm getting out. I love you. I'll talk to you later. God bless you.